This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can get us on the internet, the World Wide Web, or you can go to, you can give us a call, 844-551-8255. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. So the big news over the weekend, it actually happened, I believe, on Friday, is Reince Priebus is out. And what was funny about it is supposedly it actually happened on Thursday. Now, what's interesting about that is that if it happened on Thursday, there was no leak, which goes back to what we were saying before we wrote. I wrote a piece about it that said, is Reince Priebus the leaker? We had Katie Walsh, who was a leaker. She was let go. We had another of the RNC staffers who was a leaker, who was the previous person let go by, the first person let go by Scaramucci was a Reince Priebus, you know, succubus, sycophant, friend of Priebus, who got let go. And then literally a day after, when Scaramucci had said, look, there's more to come, was Reince Priebus. Scaramucci goes on TV and says, Reince, prove you're not the leaker. I mean, look, the writing was on the wall, as it should have been. The writing was on the wall. Reince Priebus out. He should have been out. I get it. Donald Trump comes in. The RNC, Priebus was a good guy. There was a point in the campaign where he finally switched over and said, okay, Trump's our guy. RNC supports him. Now, I'll explain what that means here in a second. So Trump gets elected. And Reince Priebus is, he's staying close. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. He's not a friend of Donald Trump. Reince Priebus is an institutionalized establishment Republican. You don't get to be the head of the RNC unless you are that. He's a fundraising phenom. But he is the equivalent of the Republicans' Anthony Weiner. I'm just saying, look at the guy. Reince Priebus. Would you pick Reince Priebus in a fight unless you needed a lawyer? Which I don't know if he's a lawyer, but he looks like a lawyer. I wouldn't. Please. So he's a Republican establishment. He's an establishment Republican. Either way. Works either way. He's an establishment guy. You don't rise to the ranks of the Republican Party without being an establishment guy. It's like the military. You don't join the military and they go, boy, that Kevin, he's amazing. Let's just make him a general. They don't do that. You got to earn your way. You got to kiss a lot of butt. I'm just telling you. And who knows? You got to make the ultimate sacrifice a time or two. And then you get up to the top. So Reince Priebus rises to the top. Donald Trump surprises everybody, confounds the experts. And so he needs a team that understands D.C. He can't just bring in all his guys. His guys are business people. They're going to go up here and go, what? And these guys are going to run circles. The D.C. people are going to run circles. I'm talking about procedurally, circles around his team. They're going to thwart him at every turn. They're going to make sure they don't make meetings. They're going to miss everything. Unless he hires insiders, you can't get through D.C. without insiders. It's just true. It's a shame to tell you this, but it's a fact. Your government is so corrupt and so crooked. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. If this government were allowed to go down the path that it was going with liberalism, it would kill more people than any other government in the history of man. A government that was going down the path of Barack Obama was ultimately going to kill tens of millions of Americans, bury us in the Grand Canyon, in the South End or something, who knows, whatever end there is, and pretend we never existed. And I say that, I'm not even joking when I tell you that this government was setting itself up to where it could kill with immunity. Wouldn't have to do anything. Anyway, so Priebus is part of the transition team. He brings his staffers. Katie Walsh is another one who is a do-nothing. I mean, she may be sharp in her policy issues and stuff like that. She is worthless when it comes to really doing the work of the people. And that's the difference. people like Reince Priebus and those folks, they go to D.C. They may start off with the idea that I want to do good, I want to help, I want to help. They don't even know how to help. They've never really helped anybody in their lives. In fact, most of them were the people who got teased in school, and they're vindictive towards you, you Americans, and us. You know what I mean? They don't like us. We're the people that made their lives heck. The ordinary people. The people that played football, made the cheerleading squad, whatever. So they were relegated to nerd stuff, and they hate you for it. But they get to D.C. and they say, we're going to help everybody. Well, I'm going to help all the nerds. The only way they help the nerds is they bring all their friends up to D.C. and they run the joint. It's Nerd Central up there. If you ever go, you'll see what I'm talking about. It is Nerd Central, and they don't like you. And so they have the idea they're helping in this strange sort of way. They're helping you is by hurting you, by getting even. And so they say, we're going to help Trump with the transition. And they don't like him either. He didn't come through the ranks. Look at everything I had to do. I could see Katie Walsh. Look at what I had to do to become Reince Priebus's right hand, his number one. And look at what Donald Trump is. He just jumped right over me. They have those kind of petty things, man. You guys think I'm kidding you. Go in a room, you can see, you can tell who's the alpha dog and who's the zeta dog, whatever that, if there is such a thing. And you can watch them. And they're, one's telling the other what to do, and they better not go around them, or else their career ends right there. That's what. I've worked my way up to here, you're done. So they are jealous. They will be destructive. They will be leakers. They will do whatever it takes to get to that next level. And that's what Donald Trump is dealing with. He's dealing with leakers. He's dealing with people who will leapfrog each other, but underhandedly. They can't do it openly. The only way they can do it is through this clandestine activity that's been set up, this network. You're hearing right now, oh, we're going to leak through underlings. Because they're telling an underling, you're going to do my leaking for me, but don't worry. If anything happens to you, I'll take care of you. So that's what they're doing. They can't run D.C. on the up and up, where Donald Trump gets on Twitter and says, hey, we're going to pass this for health care. We're going to pass this for the military. We're going to do this or that. What? No leaks going around us? I don't get to build my resume? What resume could you build is Reince Priebus. What does he think he's going to be? The president of the United States? The Anthony Weiner of the Republicans thinks he's going to be president? What's he doing? The only thing he can do is curry favor with other Republicans. Curry favor with people who are money people, because that's what Reince Priebus does. He raises money like crazy. That's what his job is. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the outcome of things that Obama has done, particularly in Obamacare, and why this is so important that we win, folks. We'll be back in a minute.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. Race Pimping is my book, racepimping.com. I'm going to be working on something else soon. I just haven't had the time yet. But the big news over the weekend, there's been a couple of big things. One, Obamacare didn't pass because McCain and seven Republicans defected and went over to the left, which goes to show you that you haven't won. It's funny. We on the right keep thinking we're defeating the left. Every time we get more Republicans, we got the Republicans. We own the House. We don't own the House. We don't own the Senate. We may own the courts right now. We definitely own the executive branch. No question. The question is now, how do you get these other people to capitulate? And I'm telling you right now, the answer is with us. Trump is going to help you. He's going to herd. But what you do with that herd is going to be up to us. And that's why I started Tea Party Community. And I hope you go there and join it, teapartycommunity.com. You can individually impact the Murkowskis and the McCains and people like that. McCain campaigned on the fact that he would repeal Obamacare. And then he didn't do it. And it's all ego. Anyway, we'll get to that. Because the second, well, it depends on where you feel, but the bigger news, maybe, was a previous got outed, and he's gone. And we knew it was coming. Scaramucci, I mean, you can't have that type of acrimony, that animus, that vibe circulating throughout your organization without doing something. Somebody's got to go. And when Scaramucci comes in, you got to look at this guy's personality and know he's not going anywhere. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a fan of guys like Scaramucci who just sort of, you know, come on, Kev, look, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's almost like dealing with Joe Pesci in any of his mafia movies, right? He's just a loose cannon kind of guy. But I think Trump likes people like that. And at the very least, I'll tell you what I know Donald Trump wants. He wants a fighter who will fight up front. He doesn't like those slick people that go behind your back and backstab you, and you're like, what? I don't. And everybody's going, well, who did it? I wonder what happened. Trump wants you to say in a meeting, hey, Reince, I think you're leaking on me. And I tell you what, if I find out, I'm going to come to your office, I'm going to whoop your head, boy. Kevin, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm just telling you. I'm telling you right now, if I find out, and I am working on it, when I find out it's you, I'm going to come in there and kick your butt. And Trump would look at me like, that's my boy. You know, do it, Kev. That he wants people that call somebody out that says, look, you're not working as a team here. There are, when you join the Trump team, and by the way, this is any administration, you leave your personal crap, you leave your own indulgences out the door. You now work for the people. You work for the government. You're not looking at what's my next career. Look, just by being in the White House, being part of an administration, your career is set. Go write a book, Reince, and get a freaking 7-8-figure advance. It's going to happen. You know, the people, with everything he's done to get to where he is, people want to know what knowledge he has. Some people are willing to pay for it for a year. Some people are willing to pay for it for 5 years. But that dude is set. If I were to take a job with Trump and leave in 2 days, I'd have a book deal. Are you kidding? So you're set. Now go do the nation's work, doggone it. That's what you're there for. Every time I hear Kellyanne Conway speak, you know what I think? She gets it. She knows this is not about us. This is about doing what's right, doing what the people elected us to do. Barack Obama's people didn't do that. It was, all right, woo-hoo, now we get to carve up the pie. That's how they felt. And that's how you, when you looked at how the Obamas and the Clintons and everybody involved in his administration, it was like, man, we paid our dues. We got our boy elected. We're going to start carving up the nation. Yeah, okay, green energy over here. Tax policy people over here. School people over here. Education, they just start, how much you want? And what I owe you over there? Well, Mr. President, you owe us quite a bit. Oh, look, that's why we're here to pay. We're here to pay. And he's just giving away money. Your money. It isn't his. He's like, why do you think the budget increased by $1 trillion? And he started printing $1 trillion. Bloop, 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 bloop. Just paying people off. You know what D.C. hates right now? Nobody's getting paid off. Lobbyists aren't in there going, well, Mr. President, we helped you get elected. No, you didn't. Trump got himself elected. But I'm not dismissing us, but I'm saying, and for the record, the only people he owes a debt of gratitude to are us. And you know why he owes us? Because Donald Trump's reputation was on the line. He doesn't like losing. And he appealed to us and said, I'll go there and do your work if you want me to do it. And I know I'm a loose cannon. I know I'm not anything like people want you to believe, but I'm 100% in your corner, and we elected him. And the biggest thing that he's pissed off about right now is he's not getting to do his job for us. And now he's beginning to see how Washington works. That's why he's jettisoning the insiders. And when he made Reince Priebus his chief of staff, folks, you had to know it was temporary. There is no way Trump would long-term have a backstabbing weenie like Reince Priebus for his chief of staff the entire time. See, establishment Republicans like him have difficulty changing. Their loyalty lies with the party. So to find out that Reince Priebus was a leaker surprises very few people in D.C. But what Priebus and others forgot is that Donald Trump has a loyal following. And Mediaite reported that the people that Priebus thought he could trust rightfully threw him under the bus. So Donald Trump has this dinner. He invites Sean Hannity. He invited Bill Shine, Kimberly Guilfoyle, all three. If I know all three of these people, stellar, stellar folks. And according to the New York Times, Kimberly Guilfoyle is the one who told Donald Trump, Ryan's Priebus is your leaker. Now, of course, this is anonymous sources and all this. Now, remember, Kimberly was supposed to be, at least, depending on who, you, what media outlet you look to, she was touted to have a, you know, some role within the Trump administration. And then it was supposedly, they said Trump was mad at her because she was floating the idea that they were talking. Well, she got invited to a dinner. So, I would say, you see, she was definitely in communication with him. And so apparently these I can only surmise what was happening, but Reince Priebus was calling Hannity or Kim Guilfoyle or Fox and saying, well, you know, it's off the record, but blah, blah, blah. And somebody there, they say it's Kimberly, said, look, I'm not going to tell you specifics, but you might want to watch your chief of staff. So I get it, and I've been saying this for a long time. When you're going to drain the swamp and you're going to D.C. to do it, the first thing that has to happen, you got to drain the people around you. Now, Trump's good at separating the wheat from the chaff, and he'll say, look, you've helped me get to here, but you're not ready for prime time. It's been nice knowing you. And, you know, very friendly way, let's depart. But he's going to have to drain the swamp, and he's not done. Let me tell you. Other people are worse than Reince Priebus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Show.
Why did he include Reince's name in that tweet?
So I've discussed this with Anthony, and I discussed the overall issue just this morning with the President of the United States, friends. And the fact is that we just have to cut down on people thinking it's cute and it makes them popular and it somehow enhances their resume and their portfolio for later on to curry favor with folks who are more interested in covering the style and not the substance here, more interested in covering the palace intrigue. But I think the most important part of Anthony's tweet was when he talked about the FBI and the DOJ. He's making clear that even though these documents are eventually procurable publicly, that somebody doesn't want him here. And somebody is trying to get in his way and scare him off from working here, which is a huge mistake. Number two, there are so many qualified men and women who wanted to serve this president, this administration, and their country, who have been completely demoralized and completely, I think, disinclined to do so based on the paperwork that we have to put forward. We're divesting assets, the different hoops you have to run through, because this White House is transparent and accountable, and we've all complied with those rules, but it's really disincentivizing good men and women. I hope it doesn't disincentivize Anthony. Now, there are leaks, and then there are people using the press to shiv each other in the ribs. Right. That's different than a leak. A leak is, did you see the memo Kellyanne put out on this memo? Did you hear what Jared said in the senior staff meeting? That's a classic leak. The other thing that's going on here is people currying favor with the press, getting their own positive coverage by hurting their colleagues here. That is a complete disservice to the president.
Right.
The president is doing so well, and when people in this White House and throughout this administration do that, it steps all over the president's positive message of job creation, the billions of dollars in investment, millions of jobs, the thousands of jobs created.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Can I just admit this publicly? I have a bit of a crush on Kellyanne. I do. I find her so refreshing. She's got it so together. She really knows what she's talking about. Got a little bit of a crush on her. I'll admit it. I tell you what. I mean, she's a pretty lady. Don't misunderstand me. But let me tell you, 15, 20 years ago, and I'm not being an ageist. I'm just saying, Kellyanne was a dish. Don't you think? What do you guys think? You guys, I don't know. Do we have the same take? I'm just talking about, I know feature-wise, you can like people, not like people. I just think, boy, back in the day, she was hot. Because, what is she? She's got to be mid-late 40s. I mean, I'm guessing here. I don't know. Y'all are white folks. See, black don't crack. You don't know what black people. You got to ask. Mid-40s? I'm just guessing here. Maybe late 40s, right? Anyway, she's well put together. In her 20s, I bet she was a hot potato. But what I really like is the fact that she's got a brain. I mean, I want you to think about Marie Harf, one of the spokespersons. Hillary Clinton, the stuff that these people say, that is from the heart. What Kellyanne said is from the heart. She's saying people are building careers. They're using the media to stab each other. Exactly what I was saying before, which is, it's one thing for you to say, I don't like this person, you know, again, to your face. I'm the type of guy, I have no qualms coming up to you and saying, hey, first of all, dude, I know you're behind such and such. If I find out about it, I'm going to whoop your head. I said this earlier. And I love people like that. I love people say, Kev, you know, man, look, when you said so-and-so, it kind of made me feel like this. Oh, dude, I didn't mean that. Or, yeah, well, look, I meant for it to feel that way. I wanted you to get off your butt. I mean, did I mince words? But if it offends you in some way and you're like, I don't know. You know, even when people call the show and you're like, you know, yo, Kev, you know, is that, we have a couple of callers. They disagree with me. That's okay. Look, you can understand things I say out of context. I move fast. I get it. My brain is working, and sometimes my mouth comes out. It's rare that I go, ooh, that could be misinterpreted. Sometimes we go back because we have to cut clips for, you know, for people that want to hear the show and then potentially bring it on. And I'll go, God, that's so unclear. Too many pronouns. You know, you got to be more clear, Kevin. Or you jump from topic to topic too quickly. You guys, come on, admit it. I'm not perfect. I know you think I am, but I'm not. It's okay, stop. Let's give them a moment to cry, producers. But what these guys are doing, they're going out there. They're using the media for their own purposes. They're doing it backhandedly, not with the idea of what the purpose is to help this nation. But for them, the purpose is, you know, whatever nefarious reasons they have is the reason why they're doing it. That doesn't do anybody any good. That's not good for America. And I love that Kellyanne has the guts to say something like that, to call it out. Why are you people doing this? People are making, in this administration, they are making probably the biggest sacrifices of any administration. Mnuchin. It was funny. I knew nothing about these people. I'm so amazed. Don't misunderstand me. Trump's going to know a lot of big people. If I were still in management consulting, I could tell you, oh, yeah, the CEO of this company, you know, made $50 million last year, and he's got a net worth of, you know, $300 million or whatever. Because you learned, you remember all that. I don't profile people and before I'm going to go meet with them or know the board members or whatever. That's the way you do management consulting. But what I will tell you is every time Trump introduced a guy, I was like, wow, who is this guy? And it was very nonpartisan. When he put a guy over, I think the Department of Transportation, maybe, or whomever, the guy's a billionaire, you know, or he's worth $900 million, and he's got to divest of everything that involves his. There's hardly a person in the Trump administration who isn't going to give up a lot of money in order to do that job. Many of these guys are older men, older gentlemen, and in some cases older women, and they are giving up a big chunk of their lives to go make nothing. These are people who are accomplished. When Barack Obama took over the presidency, he got a raise. Most of the people in his administration got raises when they went to get their government jobs, and then they feathered their nest. They, as I said earlier, they got in there and they started carving up the pie. They didn't care about you. And so you get a person in there who's got filthy rich people. Mnuchin, because he's such a nerd. It's funny to hear and we have a clip of him. I think we played the other day, it being interviewed by Maxine Waters, and okay, so where was I started here? So, you know, she's asking the question. Okay, so we gave a letter to, and he's such a nerd. But let me tell you, the dude is worth a fortune. Most of these people are millionaires and billionaires, and they are not trying to enrich themselves. They have they have money for 50 lifetimes, and more importantly, they know how to make it and they know how to keep it. See, the difference between a true conservative and a Democrat. A conservative knows how to make money and keep money. A Democrat only knows, when I say make it, I don't mean earn it. A conservative knows how to earn money and keep money. A Democrat knows how to make money. When I say make it, I'm talking about crooked. They know how to find that contract, that loophole, that thing that gets them money. And the way that they keep it is through crookedness. They can't keep money through the normal channels. If you say, I'm going to give you the opportunity to make $1 million and invest it, and it has to be legal, and we're going to come back and look at your portfolio based on a 2-year and a 5-year plan, a Democrat will be bankrupt. They might as well be a lottery winner. You know, these lottery winners that win, and 2 years later, they're broke. 4 years later, they're completely broke. Democrats are. They don't know how to make it and keep it unless it's crooked. And when I say crooked, sometimes, I'll give you an example. They'll start a company, and they'll go, we're going to make shoes for the poor. See, that's crooked. You're making shoes, and you want to use the poor to say, I'm going to give these shoes to the poor. So, like, Crocs. I don't know anything about Crocs except that they're ugly shoes. Maybe they're very comfortable. I've never worn them. But you make this ugly little rubber shoe, and you say, we're going to get, for everyone you buy, we'll give a pair to Joe, you know, to Umbuku in the African village of Lankivonhua. And so you give them that, and people, all the little leftists are like, oh, every shoe I buy, I'm putting shoes on the feet of little Umbuku. So they go buy it. You couldn't sell those shoes otherwise. You can't sell the shoe just based on, it's a good shoe, it's very comfortable. It's ugly, but it's comfortable. That would be my phrase. It's ugly, but you're going to love it. No, I got to tie to some African or some Guatemalan midget. So that's how they make their money, and people will do it. But if you just say, give me a pair of shoes to wear, man, a capitalist on the right will outsell those fools every single time. And look, I'm not even saying that guy's being crooked by using those, but he's going to make a fortune on doing that. Is he really going to care about the fact that he's shooing these people? Of course not. He cares about having jets and lots of pretty girls and yachts and things like that, because that's what the left cares about. They don't have a soul. They worship at the altar of me. That's what they worship at. Nothing more, nothing less. And if you believe anything other than that, you're delusional.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
We now take you live to the Senate floor, where Senator Chuck Schumer is delivering an impassioned speech regarding Republican revisions to Obamacare. Wow, just amazing, incredible, absolutely riveting speech by Chuck Schumer. He outlined the official Democratic position on Trump care with elegance, poise, and emotion. Stay tuned after a word from our sponsors. We have more breaking news. Scientists have officially proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that all white people are racist. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is CNN.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, Democrats or in some deep vodka over this GPS fusion. Are you guys familiar with this story? You got to be, right? GPS fusion. I predicted all along, and you got it on video or audio. I predicted all along that the Democrats are going to hang themselves over this Russian scandal, finger quotes, and of course they've done it. Now, it isn't official. I mean, we haven't had the coroner come out and say, no, there is no pulse. He's officially dead. But it's getting there. From the moment the Democrats said the Trump colluded with Russians narrative, I warned them. I warned you. I said to you, Democrats tell you what they do when they accuse you of doing it. You knew. At least I did. The moment they said that, I went, they've been working with the Russians. And the Democrats, see, it is such a good strategy. You put it out there. So here's what happens with, and I'll use it in guy terminology. So a guy will say to his girlfriend or his wife, you've been cheating. And she's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I know you've been cheating. And you know when he says that, he's cheating. It's guilty conscience, as Dave likes to say, guilty dog barking. If I push it on you, you become defensive. And I'm floating it, so to speak, right? It's happening. You guys know what I'm talking about. You know that's a good example. Guy says, you've been cheating. I haven't been cheating. I don't even have time to cheat. I'm too tired. And she's like, oh, those are just excuses. And she's right. She hasn't even thought about cheating. But you have time. You've not been tired. You don't even have a reason, but you're cheating. So you get what I'm saying? Democrats are like that. Whatever they tell you, oh, those people are racist, you know they are. Those people are sexist, you know they are. Those people are homophobic, they are. Islamophobic, they are. Xenophobic, they are. Claustrophobic. Doesn't matter what it is. They tell you what their issue is. And that's what's the beauty of it for me is I go, okay, Democrats are, you know, messing around with Russia. What can I say? All I got to do now is wait on the chips to fall where they may. And that's what's happening. From the very beginning, all the Democrats knew that their party was colluding with the Russians. The Russians, the Ukrainians, whatever. They were colluding. The Democrats tried to set a trap for then-candidate Trump. But it failed. And it failed for one reason. It's going to have some subcategories because I know there's going to be some of you out there counting. Kevin, that's two, that's three, that's four. No, it failed for one reason. They underestimated Donald Trump. Bada bing, bada boom. I'm not going to do a mic drop, but I could have. See, one could argue that the Democrats didn't underestimate Trump, they overestimated themselves. Okay, but that's kind of splitting hairs. But I'll let you get away with that. See, here's the thing. They certainly believed the media juggernaut would get them over any potential hump if their ruse was uncovered. But they didn't count on the media being marginalized, nor did they count on the unwavering support of Trump. Now, you're saying, Kevin, that's two and three. Maybe you're even saying it's four. See, it's still one. Trump was underestimated. Trump not only made the media worthless, but what he did was he showed you enough, most of you, to where you said, I don't even care what they say. I'm not even going to believe them. That's why Trump made the declaration, if I shoot somebody in Times Square, nobody will even care. So you've given him unwavering support. And during the hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Hermitage Capital Management guy, his name is William Browder, he testified that the pro-Democrat consulting firm known as Fusion GPS has deep ties to the Kremlin. So now we get this Russian fake narrative where the Democrats are in your face. Hillary Clinton gave 20% of the uranium production to the Russians. John Podesta is brokering deals with Russians making millions of dollars. Hillary Clinton's crooked foundation is receiving multi-millions of dollars. And oh, by the way, one of the companies that brokered some deals for Hillary with the Russian stuff, out of business. When Hillary didn't get elected, They folded. So I want to let you hear Senator Lindsey Graham, whom I can't stand, but I want you to let you hear Lindsey Graham. He's, talking about this Fusion GPS thing, and we'll try to make sense of it together, but here he is. We don't have it. What do you mean we don't have it? Why is it in the cut sheet? We don't have the clip. Anyway, so I have the transcript. Says Graham says, I want to absorb that for a moment. The group that did the dossier, pardon me, on President Trump hired this British spy, wound up getting it to the FBI. You believe they were working for the Russians, and Browder says. And in the summer of 2016, they were receiving money indirectly from a senior government, Russian government official. And Graham says, okay, so these are the people that were trying to undermine Donald Trump by showing the nefarious ties to Russia. Is that what you're saying? Browder says, well, what I'm saying with 100% certainty is that they were working to undermine the Magnitsky Act and the timing of that. Graham, but the Fusion GPS products, apparently as they hired a guy to look into Trump. The products, what's he talking about? I don't get that. It must have been a bad part of the transcript. Browder says yes. He says, here's the deal. Just to net it out. According to the GOP, here's what you need to know about Fusion GPS. They hired an ex-British spy by the name of Christopher Steele to put together a phony dossier during the 2016 campaign that supposedly tied Trump to Russia. And the dossier, full of Russian-sourced information, was shopped to dozens of U.S. journalists during the 2016 campaign and eventually reported on despite red flags to its accuracy. The dossier claims made into its hands of U.S. intelligence officials and were included in a top secret intelligence briefing for Obama. So they're putting this thing all the way up through the ranks. The dossier claims of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia helped spark an FBI investigation that's now being supervised by Mueller. So this FBI investigation was done on a ruse, is where we are. It's full of bogus information, this dossier. Christopher Steele even admitted in a lawsuit that the work in the dossier was never fully verified. So here's the thing, folks. If you want to look for a Russian connection, you don't have to look very far. The Democrats have their Russian fingerprints on all of this. It's amazing to me. And that's why there's no other way for this to backfire. And in fact, it already has. The Democrats have just refused to read the memo, and I'm joking about it. But they have. They don't want to admit it. Outside the Beltway, Americans could not care less about this story. But they're not going to forget who started it. And in 2018, the left is going to pay for this ruse. How many other ways? What was the lawyer's name? Something Veselnitskaya? Natalia Veselnitskaya. She's directly involved in trying to position all this stuff. Sat with multiple Democrats. I mean, this could not be more obvious if it were made for TV movie by Hollywood, where you're going, okay, I know what's going to happen next. I know what's going to happen next. This is the most obvious thing. And yet they won't let go. And I understand it. I really do. They have nowhere else to go. And that's the problem. So anyway, all I'm getting at here, folks, is the Democrats are in deep vodka. Hope they can swim their way out, but they're going to have a tough time with this one.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.